makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee bring you Edgar Bergen, Johnny McCarthy, and Effie Clinker with Orson Welles, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Joan Merrill, yours truly, Jim Amici, and Charlie's special guest, Tom Robert Powers.
Now, never mind that, Charlie. Never mind calling Orson. You're not going to start off by insulting each other.
You want to bet?
Yeah.
Where's old Fatso?
Yeah. I'm right here, Splinter Puss. If I have any trouble with you, I'll put you to sleep.
Well, you could do it easy. We're running your recitations.
Why, you woodpecker's box lunch?
Boys, shame on you.
What's the matter, Joni?
Well, I wish you wouldn't insult Mr. Wells. That's not a bit nice.
What's nicer than that?
Well, you could keep quiet and listen while Joan sings, "This Can't Be Love."
Because I feel so well, no sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love, I get no dizzy spells. My head is not in the sky, my heart does not stand still. Here it is, this is too sweet to be. This can't be love because I feel so well, but still I love to look in your eyes. This can't be love because I feel so well. No love, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love. I get no dizzy spells. My head is not in the sky. My heart does not stand still. Here it is. This is too sweet. This can't be love because I feel so well. But still I love.
Edgar, what's this I hear about you getting into trouble with police on Halloween?
Oh, it was nothing, Jim. It was nothing at all.
Bergen got arrested. Bergen got arrested.
Yeah, tell me what happened, Edgar.
Well, you see, we were invited to a Halloween party, and I was standing on the corner waiting for Charlie. And I was dressed in a hobo outfit. And a cop arrested me for vagrancy.
Arrested you for vagrancy? Did he take you to jail?
Well, of course. And that judge of the night court, oh, was he awful.
I enjoyed every minute of it. It was beautiful.
Oh, that poor fellow that was ahead of me, too. Well, all he said was, "Let me explain." And the judge said,
"$10 or $20. Next case." Step up, Curly.
Mm. Your Honor, this is all a mistake. It's Halloween.
I know that, Pumpkinhead. And you'd better start bobbing for a bail bond. Bailiff. Swear this tramp in.
Oh, very well. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, as if I cared?
I do. Egad, always I do. Isn't anyone ever going to say, "I don't"?
I don't mean to insult you, Bailiff, but you remind me of Ray Noble.
Heaven forbid.
Yeah.
Quiet! What's the name?
Edgar Bergen.
The name sounds familiar. You must have a long record. Yeah. Didn't I once sentence you to Alcatraz?
Oh, no, Your Honor, no.
Tell me, what do you do for a living?
Well, it
must be fascinating work.
I wouldn't have missed this for anything.
Well, speak up. What kind of work do you do?
Work?
Will you translate the words for him, Judge?
Your Honor, I'm a ventriloquist.
Oh, a heart doctor.
No. No, that's veterinary. I throw my voice. I make it come from different places.
Now I see. Getting ready to plead insanity.
No. I'm not pleading insanity. Ventriloquism is an ancient art.
So is pocket picking.
Well, I... Put in both of them.
So is pocket picking.
I'm also a comedian.
I object.
Objection sustained. Young man, what is your name?
It's Charlie McCarthy.
I'd like to ask you a few questions. You seem like a fairly intelligent gentleman.
Thank God you're getting sick in that stuff. Thanks, Judge. If I weren't under oath, I would return the compliment.
It broke, too, you little dummy. Another crack like that, and I'll whittle you down to a gavel. Now, Curly, how long have you been a pickpocket?
I am not a pickpocket. I'm a ventriloquist.
Okay, prove it.
Well, that I can do. And it's easy.
But without moving your lips.
That kills it.
You know, I can do a little throwing myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I'm going to toss you in the clink.
Your Honor, can't you drop the charges?
Drop the charge?
Well, you've already dropped the accent, or...
I haven't violated any law.
Oh, you haven't, eh? Let me turn to page 98, section 42, paragraph 6. I quote, "And then Roland took her into his big strong arms and kissed her first." Uh-oh, it's the wrong book.
Hey, Judge, will you let me read that after you get through with it?
Gladly.
Yeah.
You know, this Roland guy is one of the darndest characters you ever met.
He tells the girls, and he tells them he's not good enough for them, and then they feel sorry for him.
Sure, right. You know, I always read their palms. That's my writing. Yeah, then I tell them they're lonesome.
Your Honor, you may have nothing much to do, but I wish you'd at least have a little consideration for my time.
And time is what I'm going to give you.
Huh?
I will now pronounce sentence in my fine, resonant voice.
Just pronounce it, don't try for the Academy Award.
I now sentence you to 10 days in jail for vagrancy.
That's handing it to him, Buckethead.
And just for that remark, mallet head, I sentence you to 10 days for contempt.
No, faith, I could do better justice in an auto court.
If there's going to be any brogue around here, Bergen, I'll handle it. Just for that, I'm going to make it 20 days.
Why don't you make it an even 30 and give us a monthly rate?
No, you take all the jokes, Burke, and that's all right, but leave me the brogue.
Yeah.
God.
Sure, and that we will.
Well, you know, I wish I could give you the time, but our jail, like every other place, is overcrowded.
You mean, Your Honor, that there's really a shortage of cells?
Oh, conditions are really awful.
Hmm.
We even have to put bars on the windows to keep people from sneaking in.
No.
Yes.
Well, what accommodations can you give us, Judge?
Well, I give you a nice cell on the third floor with twin bunks.
Yeah? Does it have southern exposure?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Well, then I'm afraid it just won't do. No, it's not what we're accustomed to, you know, Judge?
Well, I'm terribly sorry, but believe me, I'm giving you the best we have.
Oh, I guess you're not to blame, personally, but we'd rather not, if you don't mind, we'd just rather not take it, so... Thank you just the same, Judge, and so long, Judge.
Well, you better try us again sometime. Hey, wait a minute. Come back here.
The one table pleasure that knows no season is delicious, flavorful coffee. It isn't limited to mealtime either. Enjoy it at any hour. Choose delicious, chastened Sanborn coffee. Make every cup an occasion. The superb blend with its extra flavor made the second cup famous. At mealtime, Jason Sanborn Coffee sets off good food to the utmost advantage. And between meals by itself, when you want coffee for coffee's sake, this richer blend is made to order. Enjoy the deep-down satisfying goodness of coffee as it should be. Get Chasen Sanborn. In the past year, more people changed to Chasen Sanborn coffee than to any other kind on the market. That's the biggest swing in coffee history brought about by individuals buying coffee for flavor. And buying coffee on that basis brings Chasen Sanborn new friends every day. You're entitled to all that extra flavor, too, so make sure that you get it. Get the blend that gives you all the flavor going. Ask for Chasen Sanborn coffee.
You know, Jim, just imagine. It was 80 years ago that Caleb Chase walked up to Jane Sanborn and said, "Greetings, Gate, let's percolate." 80 years ago. Those were truly the happy yesterdays.
Orson, do you really think the so-called good old days were better than today?
Oh, of course, of course. Take the theater, for example. Irving, Booth, Mansfield, dozens of great actors. Today, there's only one.
You know, I've often wondered what it was like living in the old days.
Well, why don't you ask Bergen?
Well, now, don't be silly, Jim. Bergen wouldn't remember what happened 80 years ago. He was just a little boy at the time.
Orson, I'm surprised to hear you express preference for the old days. I think the world of the future will be a lot better place to live in, don't you?
Oh, you do you? Mm. Yes, yes. Well, just imagine the two of us meeting on the street, Edgar, 50 years from now.
That I know.
...1995, the world of tomorrow.
1995, the world of stratoliners, television, and stuff.
1995, it's another baby boy of the Bing Crosbys.
1995, a mighty good price for a suit with two pairs of pants.
A couple of playboys, Buck Bergen and Flash Wells, meet on the plastic sidewalk of New York.
Hiya, Flash.
Hiya, Buck. I taught you.
Say, Flash, you look mighty sharp in your new soybean suit.
Oh, thanks, Buck. I got news for you. The soybean will never replace this corn.
Say, what's that in the back of your suit? Is that a built-in parachute?
No, that's me.
Chunky.
Yeah, after 80 years, it still is. Gee willikers, Buck. These are wonderful times we live in, ain't they?
I'll say. Yeah. See, last night I kissed a girl before she could slap me. I was three blocks away.
Ain't jet propulsion wonderful?
See, I hear you have a new secretary.
Say, Buck, you ought to see her. Some robot. She's got floating power, chromium chassis, and the prettiest stainless steel complexion. Oh.
She sounds solid.
Solid, yeah. When I'm dictating a letter, you ought to see the way she looks up at me with those big brown rivets.
123 skidoo, kid.
Pretty sharp. I'll say. Science is wonderful. Have you tried these here new pills? Dr. Frankenstein's Wonder Juice?
Yep.
Oh, it's marvelous. This is my third set of teeth.
Well, this is my fifth drop of hair.
Coming in kind of slow this year, ain't it?
Late spring. Say, how about a bite to eat?
Fine. Here's the slot machine supermarket right over here.
Mm. Oh, yes. This is the place where everything comes in concentrated pills.
Sure it
does. Let's go in.
Say, this is quite a place, isn't it? See those delicious-looking red pills?
Yeah.
That's tomato soup.
Yum.
And this brown one is sirloin steak, medium rare. Mm. A little white one next to it is onion. Oh, yeah. You like onions?
I hear their blue plate special is very good.
Oh, excellent.
Where do we find it?
Well, I think it's one of the levers on this super everything machine. Here it is. Let's see. Where are the lunches on this thing? Automobile pills? No. A permanent wave pill?
No.
I use curlers. Two weeks vacation in 30 seconds pills? No. Babies?
No.
Oh, here we are. Blue plate special. Got a nickel, Buck?
Yeah, here you are, Flash. Hey, wait a minute. You're pulling the wrong lever there, aren't you?
Holy smokes.
Hey, what's the matter here?
You and your progress. Look, I'm going to have a baby.
To the sweethearts all over the world, Joan Merrill and Ray Noble dedicate Irving Berlin's romantic ballad together.
We strolled the lake together, laughed at the rain together, sang love's refrain. It would never end. One day we cried together, cast love aside together. You're gone from me, but in my memory
panchromatic with an F56 opening. Depth of focus will be 6 feet. Western meter reading will be 80. See, with a K1 filter. See.
What are you talking about there again?
Young man, you're talking to a professional photographer.
Yeah?
Yes.
Since when?
Well, since I learned that John Robert Powers is coming here.
Yeah?
Yes.
What did he do?
Yeah, well, he's the man who has hundreds of beautiful girls calling on him every day.
Yeah?
Yes.
What's he doing? Peddling hot nylons?
No. No, he's an authority on lovely women. You know those gorgeous girls on magazine covers?
No, but I wish I did.
Yeah. Well, Ray, you've seen their lovely faces, haven't you?
Oh, faces? Yeah. Well, I hadn't noticed.
Oh, yeah. Why, Mr. Powers is the man who supplies the models for many photographers.
He does?
Yes.
Oh, well, I like him already. Maybe we can meet some of those girls, or, you know, and we'll ask them for some of their phone numbers, yeah? And then we'll go dancing with their models and...
All right, just a moment. Charlie, we're going to do nothing of the kind.
Why?
Oh, no. Why, you can't do that. No, you can't come right out and ask him for the phone number.
Can't.
Oh, no.
No, I guess you couldn't do that. He's wise to that.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. The camera.
Well, exactly, of course, you see. That's why I'm a professional photographer.
That's pretty good for you. What about us, though?
Well, you and Ray, you'll be my assistants, you see.
Yes, that's the idea. Charlie, let's all be frightfully scientific and things, you know.
Yeah, we're all photographers.
Yes,
we're
that's
all
the idea, yes.
He'll never know.
Say, what's going on here, fellas?
Oh, we're fixing up a booby trap.
A booby trap?
Yeah, we're going to frame a Mr.
Hello, Mr. Powers.
Yeah, that's the guy, Powers.
Charlie, this is John Robert Powers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hello, Mr. Powers.
Hello, Mr. Powers. Oh, it's jolly meeting you, old thing.
Did you come all alone, Mr. Powers?
Yes, of course. Why?
Didn't you bring any models with you?
No, I never mix business with pleasure.
No.
Models are my business.
Yeah.
My stock and trade, Charlie.
Sure. Could I help you take inventory?
I wish I could let you see the list of our of the phone numbers we have.
Yeah, well, that's what Bergen and I were saying. We were... No, sir, we will do no such thing, Mr. Powers. We're not interested.
No. Well, I'm glad to hear it. For you'd be surprised how many fellows would really like to go out with these beautiful models.
You don't say. Oh, isn't that disgusting?
Yeah.
Oh, the cads.
Yes, I make it a rule only to give the phone numbers to professional photographers.
Yes, only to pictures. He walked right into it, didn't he, Bertie? Oh, that's a good rule, ain't it, Bertie?
Yes. Well, Mr. Powers, it so happens that I am a photographer, and I feel that it's only right that I should give you some of my business.
Yeah, give him the business.
Oh, I didn't know that, Edgar. Have you sold any pictures to the magazines?
Well, no, but I've had some very flattering turndowns.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very interesting. Mm-hmm. Tell me, what kind of equipment do you use?
Well,
Yes.
Mostly we use a camera.
Yeah.
Oh, I know, but what kind?
Oh.
Well, we have assorted.
No.
Well, isn't it a sort of a Charlie? Isn't it what is it?
Well, it's a number two Brownie.
No. No, it's a very famous camera. It's a Brown and Snooten house. It's an imported camera.
Yes, it's imported. Yeah, that's what it is. We got it out of a claw machine.
No.
Every time you open the shutter, a jelly bean falls out. He thought of a candy camera.
All right. You see, John, being a photographer, I can use a model.
Then you want a mannequin.
No, we want a girlikin. Yeah.
Well, all right, Charlie. Tell me, what type do you prefer? The athletic type or perhaps the glamour type?
Well, they're both nice. We sort of lean towards the lonesome type.
Well, you might send over... I think that'd be the best, don't you? If you send over your 3 or 4 or 6 days or something like that, then we could sort of choose the one we wanted to get exactly what we want.
Yeah.
Well, I doubt it very much if you'd find the perfect model.
Mm. Yeah, I dare say you're right. Yeah. But we'll have a lot of fun looking.
Well, maybe I can help you out of difficulty a little bit. Let's see. Maybe I could suggest the right one.
Yes.
Well, but first of all, tell me, how do you like your pictures? In the high key or the low key?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's a good question. I
do. Yeah. Well, Ray, do we use the high key or the low key?
Oh, I think it's low key. Mostly B-flat.
B-flat. Yeah. That must be something new.
Oh, yes, it is. It's a sort of a tone picture.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, is it done in colors?
Oh, yes. We just finished the grand camera suite with a special color by Rimsky Kodachrome.
That must be a remarkable camera.
Oh, it is all of that. It is all of that, yes. It's even equipped with a home on the range finder.
Now, we want the perfect model to try out this new color process is what we're looking for. Yeah, well, I think I know just what you need.
Oh, I knew you'd come through, yes. Just what would you suggest?
A basket of fresh fruit.
You mean, Mr. Powers, we don't get any phone numbers?
No.
Mm. Hang up, Bergen. Your party line is dead.
Yes.
And as for you, Mr. Powers, in return for this kind favor, I'll be glad to introduce you to the perfect model, Effie. Effie!
Clinker, this is Mr. Powers.
Oh, Mr. Powers. I've just been dying to meet you.
Don't tell me you want to be a Powers girl.
Yes, I don't.
Yeah. I say you don't want to be a Powers girl.
I want to be anybody's girl. Yeah. Mr. Powers, don't you think I have an hourglass figure?
Yes, Effie, but it's about 40 minutes late.
Yeah. Oh, you're so sweet. I just love to rub my fingers through your eyebrows.
No, no. Tell me, Effie, what experience have you had?
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
All right, darling.
Mr. Powers wants to know if you've had any experience.
Well, I had a funny one last night.
No.
Wonderful.
Yes. He means, have you ever modeled before?
Oh, may we?
Yes.
I was a model before I could toddle.
Isn't that wonderful? Didn't you once tell me that you posed for the Slottenhammer Pickles?
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
I was the Gherkin girl.
Yes. The what?
The original pickle puss.
Yes. And now you want to go back to modeling.
That's right.
Yes.
I'm tired of hiding my light under my bustle.
What?
Heaven's a skill mill, I'm a caution.
Your cup and saucer should say, come and get it every time you see them. They should be a symbol of pleasure enjoyed and the promise of still more to come. To make sure that your coffee cup holds that promise and fulfills it every time, fill it with Chase and Sanborn coffee, all the flavor a cup will hold. Start the day with Chase and Sanborn's zippy, tangy wealth of flavor, full of wake up and go. And all through the day, with meals in between, enjoy its satisfying goodness. Right now, Chase and Sanborn is fast approaching its 81st anniversary. And through all those years, it's been the byword for supremely delicious, richer, more flavorful coffee. In the past year, more people changed to Chase and Sanborn coffee than to any other blend on the market. That's the biggest swing in coffee history. And today, the superb blend is the standard of excellence in millions of homes. There's no reason for you to be satisfied with anything less. Ask your grocer for delicious Chase and Sanborn coffee. Be with us again next week when Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Smeard, Joan Merrill, Ray Noble, and all of us will be on hand to greet Charlie's special guest, Frank Fay. This week, when you're buying coffee, think of us and ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee. Coffee made to serve in times like these. This is Jim Amici saying goodnight from New York's Radio City.